Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about cattle inventory numbers from this last Friday, right after this.
This is a message from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. If you believe the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the USDA, improperly denied you farm loan benefits between 1981 and 2000 because you are Hispanic or female, you may be eligible to apply for compensation. For more information about the claims process, call toll-free 1-888-508-4429 or visit www.farmerclaims.gov. The claims period closes March 25, 2013. Anyone who wishes to participate in the claims process must obtain a claims package by calling 1-888-508-4429 or by going to www.farmerclaims.gov. That's 1-888-508-4429 or visit www.farmerclaims.gov. The claims period closes March 25, 2013. This has been a message from the United States Department of Agriculture.
Historic numbers being reported by USDA this last Friday based on January 1st data of 2013. The 2013 cattle count, the cattle inventory report is what it's called, broken down by USDA economist Shale Shagum.
On January 1st, 2013, USDA estimated the total number of cattle and calves was 89.3 million head, which was about 2% below 2012 and the lowest number since 1952. When we look at total cows in the U.S., they were down about 2% of the lowest number since 1941. In terms of beef cows, we're talking about 29.3 million head, which was down about 3% from a year ago, while the number of milk cows was 9.2 million head, which was about unchanged from a year ago. If we look at the number of cattle on feed in the U.S., that's all size feedlots, we are down about 5% at 13.4 million head. The calf crop in 2012 was 34.3 million head, down about 3% from a year ago, and the lowest calf crop since 1949.
Now, looking at beef cow numbers from the three largest states, the largest, of course, beef cow state continues to be Texas. They ended up at 4.02 million head of beef cows as of January 1, 2013. That's down 12%. You've got Oklahoma and Missouri running basically neck and neck. Missouri, about 3,000 more beef cows as of January 1 compared to Oklahoma at 1.757 million head. That's down 5% from a year ago. Oklahoma beef cow numbers, like we said, just barely less than those Missouri numbers at 1.754 million head. That is down just 1% from the numbers of January 1 of 1 year ago. Overall cattle numbers in the state of Oklahoma off 7% from 1 year ago at 4.2 million head. Kansas, by the way, they're also down rather significantly. They're off 4% total on all cattle and calf numbers, down to 5.85 million head. Their beef cow numbers at 1.33 million head are 8% below a year ago. A couple of other numbers, or one number in particular that may have some interest for folks out there in the Southern Great Plains, and that is the steer and other heifer and calves grazing on small grain pasture. In other words, winter wheat grazing in Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas total 1.34 million head. That's off 16% from 1 year ago. And obviously, with the poor to very poor wheat rating numbers we've got right now, that number makes a lot of sense. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The 2013 Oklahoma Soybean Expo is a meeting you don't want to miss. Featured speakers include Daryl Holliday with Advanced Market Concepts, nationally known ag advocate Trent Luce, OSU's Jody Campici offering a farm bill update, and to tickle your funny bone, Jay Hendren, who offers a fun perspective of rural life. The Oklahoma Soybean Expo happens Wednesday, February 13th, starting at 8 a.m. There'll be a trade show, production information, and great networking with fellow producers. The Oklahoma Soybean Expo, February 13th at the West Watkins Center on the OSU campus, Stillwater. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.